Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now.
The Brett Mega Show.
Let's hear it.
Yesterday, we were all at a meeting at Anheuser-Busch, and I got to tell you, when the meeting ends and they say, yeah, grab a case of beer, you know it was a good meeting. Yeah, right. That's how I want my meetings. That's how we need meetings around here, people that work for Y98. Like, every time a meeting ends, just grab a case of beer. You'd have a lot more happy employees.
Right. It's almost like, you know, every time a bell rings, an angel gets their wings. Every time a meeting ends, you're going to be making some new friends with AB.
Super funny. Two things that I noticed, though, when we were carrying out our case of beer is I didn't know if AB could actually carry a case of beer. You looked like
it was
really
heavy.
I really thought you were going to drop it.
I couldn't like bend my arm, so it was just like my arms were just like straightened down at the bottom as I was carrying it to my car.
I've never seen a case of beer look so heavy in my life. I'm like, what is wrong with her? You look like you were going to collapse.
Yeah, I almost did.
Now that I think back on it, I am surprised that you carried that out of there. I know.
You really do
proud
not.
Proud of myself. That
Alex
was my
almost
workout.
Didn't.
I was.
Did.
Then the other person, as I say, is the person I thought would have no problem carrying a case of beer almost dropped it. It almost fell.
On their Christmas
tree. It was like one of those false bottoms, it looked like, you know. I picked it up and it kind of crumbled in half.
Yeah,
I saved it.
He looked at me with legit fear in his eyes.
I was
scared. He said, my stomach just dropped.
Well, it was like the worst possible thing. It's like they give you a free case of beer. You get excited. Everything went well. And then it's like, oh, yeah, I didn't care enough to be careful with the case of beer that you gave me. And I dropped it all over your lobby.
And almost on your Christmas tree.
Right. And do you know, like, I don't know if you guys went through this with, like, in college. We went through this stage where, like, everyone thought it was super exciting. Like, when you bring your case of beer, they'd take, like, a picture of it. Like, everyone'd be like, oh, look how many cases of beer we got at this party. Like, brag, like, such frat boy like.
Well, thing. We didn't get to do that for ourselves, but we got to do that for them.
I was like, if college prep would have seen what it really looks like, we went behind the scenes and got to see like where all of their cases of beer are stacked, and that is a party.
It's insane.
It was. It went on forever. It just went on and on and on. And
I think they said it was half a million. Right?
Half a million cases of beer. He's like, yeah, do you want to see what half a million cases of beer look like? It was insane. Look, it was overwhelming to see so much alcohol. It's like,
I was tripping out.
Yeah, it was crazy.
We almost got locked in there. We might have had to drink our way out.
We're just less than a week away from Christmas, and the same people that decorated a Christmas tree in the back of a U-Haul and almost killed Kevin will be the same people that grant a Christmas wish this morning. And that's what I love about this show is we do crazy things, but also we do crazy things to make people happy around this holiday season. So many people on Christmas morning wake up stressed out that Santa missed their house or don't have enough toys underneath the Christmas tree for their kids, and that breaks their heart. We're going to grant a Christmas wish for a family today at 7:45. They're going to come in. They're going to open up their presents live on the air, and we're going to do some Christmas magic.
Let's start with some good news.
I've got good news and good news.
Tell them the good news.
Good news?
Good news.
Okay.
Let's hear it.
How about this one? A guy named Chuck Hildebrand, big baseball fan, Detroit Tiger fan. He grew up a long, long time ago, and when he was probably about high school, he rented a book out from a library called Baseball Zaniest Stars. The book was literally checked out in, 1971?
Yeah, it's 50 years old, yeah.
In 1971, a 50-year-old book. Well, guess what? He never returned the book. And every day that the book is late is a 25-cent late fee charge that, you know, it keeps building up, keeps adding up. Well, he lost the book, kind of gave up hope on it, and never really realized that somebody years later would go check out the same book. So a kid recently just tried to check out this book for whatever reason, and they had it in stock. They realized they didn't have it. Chuck found the book.
No
brought,
way.
Found the book, brought it, brought it back to the library. He would have owed over $4,500
oh
of late
God.
Fees on this book. And instead of paying the library the late fees, he decided that he would make this a fundraiser for kids' literacy groups and raise money, that amount of money, to then give back to the library to use for that purpose.
Oh, yeah, because wow. They like waived the late fees. They're like, whatever, a library. And he's like, well, instead of paying it, I'll raise some money for literacy. I can't even talk.
Brett needs to take the class.
Yeah, I need to take the class. And that's, so it's so cool that he was able to do that. And then people jumped on board and really jumped behind
it. It's crazy. Yeah, like there's so many people behind it, and hundreds of people have donated, and they're almost to their goal. I think right now he is at $3,500, so he needs about $1,000 more to reach the goal. But I think it's a fun little story about how, hey, sometimes not returning your library book on time does lead to some good.
Yeah. And we all have a book that we forgot to return to.
I was going to say, one of my biggest fears is that I have like a huge tab just racking
up. You definitely do, Hannah.
The juice is running on all of us, probably, actually. The good news is brought to you by Together Credit Union. Check out their new Empower checking account when you go to togethercu.org/empower. So we got the honor of collaborating with High Point, which they're doing their 12 days of litmus. So Molly's here from High Point because we got to create the Bread Mega Show Mega Melt.
Mm-hmm.
You guys have teamed up with like 12 different businesses or influencers to create these different specials, but no one created a sandwich as epic as the Mega Melt. Is that true, Molly?
Absolutely.
Clearly, everyone just heard that. Right. So, no, you guys have done these different specialty sandwiches, and you guys are known for just being big and over the top. But what a cool promotion that you guys are doing. How has it been going so far?
It's been incredible. I think it's definitely topped last year. We've got a lot more engagement, a lot more people coming in to get the sandwiches and try everything out. So we're really happy with it and happy to be doing this for the community.
So the idea that we came up with this was taking a bunch of things that we all kind of love. And so AB's like, we got to do turkey. And Molly, no one else probably chose to do turkey.
Nobody did turkey.
Nobody wanted to do turkey. Because AB's obsessed with turkey.
Turkey's underrated.
Yeah.
On this sandwich too, especially.
And Hannah lives and breathes like Thousand Island dressing. So we have like a special Thousand Island dressing sauce, and then it's piled high with turkey, bacon, Thousand Island dressing, and then it's sandwiched in between two grilled cheeses. Yes, it's a grilled cheese on top and a grilled cheese on bottom.
Mm-hmm.
This thing is, you can't even open, you have to like break your jaw to eat it.
Exactly.
It's so big.
Yeah, it is pretty insane.
And we found out that when you take it home after you eat it there at High Point, when you take it home and you put it in an air fryer, it's also very good.
Oh, yeah.
She travels well.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
There's some interesting options this year, though. What is kind of the going thing here?
Yeah, the burgers are selling well. So we have a couple different burger collaborations. Those ones are going pretty well. I think the man to beat right now is Chef Gerard Kraft. He had brisket on a burger over there. So that's the one to beat currently, but I think you guys are going to pull through.
We literally are. It's like ridiculous that we're competing against like some of the best chefs.
Right.
We have no business.
I mean, we've watched The Bear.
Yeah, we have watched The Bear, so we're good.
We're basically chefs.
We need you to come out and support High Point. Go out and buy the Mega Melt, because whoever sells the most of the specials, they're going to donate to a charity of our choosing, and it's going to benefit Make-A-Wish. So that really does show you the High Point is putting their money where their mouth is, and we're going to put our mouth all over this sandwich.
Saturday, right? This Saturday.
So this Saturday, at all the High Point locations, how many locations do you guys have, Molly?
We have 8 locations, so 2 in Illinois, and then the rest are kind of scattered around St. Louis. So we've got Cottleville, we've got some in West County, and then downtown and in the city area.
Saturday the 21st. There's no excuse why on a Saturday you shouldn't be going to High Point to get the Mega Melt Brett Mega Show sandwich special.
Yeah, tell them how it is.
I'm just letting you know. I mean, no excuse. It's like, hey, it's a weekend. It's your cheat day. Get this thing. It's unbelievable.
And it's so big. You got lunch and dinner.
Bring a friend.
And you got lunch for both of you.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to post videos of us creating the Mega Melt if you want to see it on our Instagram, The Brett Mega Show. But Saturday, December 21st, we want to be the number one selling sandwich in all the High Point locations. Go and grab yourself a Mega Melt. Thank you, Molly. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
The polls are open.
Poll of the day on The Brett Mega Show. So this poll is inspired by Hannah's answer about Christmas gifts yesterday when we asked Hannah. When people ask her, what do you want for Christmas? You say what, Hannah?
To guess.
Guess. So would you rather a surprise gift, like someone just guesses, gives you a surprise gift, or would you rather get something you asked for that you clearly wanted?
You already know what I'm going to say. Leave it to guess.
Leave it to guess.
Really?
What did you do when we had a pick out of a hat and I got you a surprise gift? Did you love it?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Heard you gave it away. That was hurtful.
Immediately right. after.
Right. Immediately after. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Podcast.
I don't like the guessing game. I think it needs to be something that you want. That's something that you've asked for. Primarily because, you know, okay, maybe one surprise gift if you're given a bunch of gifts. But, man, it is the worst if you get something you don't want. Hannah, isn't that true?
The reward of being surprised and it being something you like is worth the risk to me.
Alex. I got to agree with Kevin. I think if there's multiple gifts, I think one surprise is always nice to throw in there. But
no,
the
you can't
part,
mix your answer. It has to be one or the other.
Oh, she's holding you to the
then,
fire.
Then no surprise.
I don't like the surprise.
No surprise?
No yeah. surprise.
I think surprise.
Yeah?
Because the people that are normally getting me gifts know me very well, so I don't think it's going to be anything like really out there that I wouldn't like.
So I like the idea of a surprise. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, that sounds fun. Maybe there's something I didn't know that I would like that all of a sudden I like. But I'm so bad at buying things for myself. Like, I have this like guilty conscience all the times that if there's something I really wanted and I know I'm not buying it, well, I'd rather you just buy it for me than I finally have it. So I'd rather just ask for it at the end of the day. So then I finally get what I've always
Brett
wanted.
Brett needs basics.
Yeah. I just need anything. Yeah.
The polls are open.
Hannah's homeschool.
Grace, how are you?
Good. How are you?
Wonderful. Are you feeling a win on Hannah's homeschool?
I hope so.
Mm. All right. She's been a little cold lately, you know,
hey.
So I think you got this, Grace, okay? She's had some okay. heavy competition. I think she's lost like two in a row. All right, Grace, Hannah's going to leave the room. We're going to ask you five pop culture questions, and I'll ask Hannah the same ones when she comes back. When she's outside the room, she can't hear the questions or the answers. All right, Grace?
Okay.
All right, let's talk some football. Hannah's favorite subject. What streaming network will air two NFL games on Christmas Day? First time ever.
Peacock.
Okay. Who is performing at the Houston game on Christmas Day?
Mariah Carey.
Okay. Who is Justin Bieber married to?
Hailey Bieber.
All right. What was the real name of the character? What was the name of the character Tim Allen plays in the Santa Claus?
Nick Calvin.
I'll count it. Scott Calvin.
Scott Calvin.
Scott Calvin.
Scott Calvin.
Yeah. We'll count it.
Wow. Impressed.
Yeah, that was good. And then, according to the song, what did my true love give to me on the eighth day of Christmas?
8 mils of milking.
Yeah.
All right.
Milking. Okay.
Eight. Yeah. My God. I figured. You started off a little slow with the football questions, but then picked it up from there. 3 out of 5. Let's see how Hannah does, okay?
Okay.
Hannah's homeschool.
All right, we got Hannah walking back into the room to play Hannah's homeschool. Grace just got done answering 5 pop culture questions, and Grace finished strong. That's how she did it. Hannah couldn't hear the questions when she was outside the room. Grace, tell her how many you got right.
3 out of 5.
Yeah.
Right, solid.
Yeah, she went 0 for 2 and then just picked it up from there. So let's see if you can get those football questions right that Grace missed. What streaming network will air 2 NFL games on Christmas Day?
Netflix.
Yes, it is Netflix. Yeah, look at Hannah and her football knowledge. Who is performing at the Houston game on Netflix?
Beyonce.
On Christmas Day, yes.
Her hometown.
Yes, these are the 2 questions Grace missed, but then she was 3 for 3 on the way out. So let's see if you guys can do the reversal and get Grace a win here. Who is Justin Bieber married to?
Hailey Bieber.
Yes, that's correct. What is the real name of the character Tim Allen plays in the Santa Claus?
The real name?
Yeah, like he's not Santa Claus. He's
Kris Kringle?
No. Scott Calvin.
What?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know him.
Clearly. According to the song, what did my true love give to me on the 8th day of Christmas?
Not 5 golden rings.
Not 5 golden rings.
8?
Yep.
Yep.
8 carolers caroling?
No. Grace, go ahead and tell her what it is.
8 maids of milking.
8
maids. Yep.
Grace had to help you out, but Grace did lose by the rules. A tie goes towards Hannah. You missed the last 2.
Yep.
But got the first 3. So a tie does go towards Hannah. So Grace, you have to say, this is Grace and I got schooled by Hannah.
This is Grace and I got schooled by Hannah.
Hannah's Hannah's Homeschool.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories. If you've been busy, holiday shopping, trying to get stuff done before the end of the year, we'll cover all the things that people are talking about. All right, I'm going to read a headline, and then Hannah's either going to tell me keep it moving or tell me more just based off the headline. The bald eagle is set to become America's national bird.
He wasn't already?
Yeah, I guess apparently not. The bald eagle just became the official national bird of the U.S. It happened when an actual bill was just passed by President Biden, who just signed off on it. Who knew?
Right. It took that long?
Yeah, who knew? This is the Christmas movie you should watch based on your zodiac sign.
Ooh, okay, I'm a Libra. What should I see?
Libra. Let me see if I can find them because they're like, I got all the whole list here. Libra. Elf.
Okay, that's perfect. I love that movie.
They're inclined to have difficult relationships with their fathers.
Oh! That's wicked accurate.
Wow, that is crazy. Anyone else?
Damn, that list is good.
Yeah, Kevin, what's
your Sagittarius?
Sagittarius.
Easy, it might roast you.
A Boy Called Christmas. It's a pure cinematic Christmas movie about a person who has a lot of purity in their heart.
Oh,
that's true.
Kevin. Why does he get the sweetest thing ever? He does. It's Kevin.
Hannah's got daddy issues. Whatever.
Yeah, correct. Merry Christmas, everybody.
The most relaxing places on earth.
I need to go there.
The Holiday Relaxation Report just came out at bookretreats.com, and they said the most relaxing place on earth is Australia.
Good to know.
Yeah, nice that's place. A far trip. How about Canada? They also said Canada's really easy going. You can just go to Canada. They do seem like they...
I feel like everybody's nice there. That's always what I heard.
I feel like U.S. is super stressed. Canada's just
get the hell out of here, is basically what they're saying.
Yeah. The celebrities Americans want the most is roommates.
I've never thought about living with a celebrity. Who do people want to live with?
This is according to Zillow. They said Ryan Reynolds tops the list. They want Ryan Reynolds as their roommate. Taylor Swift was number two, Zendaya number three.
That's a random pick. Yeah.
I feel like they're all pretty accurate. They all seem like good roommates. List the most mispronounced words of the year.
This will be fun for you to.
I know. Why can't you just say? Yeah, just say keep. Oh, thank God.
You really extended that one.
We are out of time. Sorry.
Brett better keep it, keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
Mega Minds.
Megamind question of the day on the Brett Maga Show. See if you can get it. Text in and see if you can answer this one correctly. And it's about the holidays and how annoying they can be. A recent survey said this is the most annoying thing about the holidays. What is it?
I think it's that you have to hop houses and hop families.
A lot of the juggling.
Mm-hmm. Got to be at the in-laws by five, back at your house. I mean, you just are going all over the place in the same day.
Yep.
I think it's wrapping the gifts.
Wrapping gifts, super annoying.
Yeah.
I think it's finding the gift in general. To wrap.
Yeah. I just pick it out of the gift.
I'm going to say having people stay at your house.
Oh, guests are coming over. Got to get everything ready. I got to get my place is a mess because my basement and stuff. My dad's coming in 2 days. I was just complaining about it.
Yeah. Where is he going to stay?
On the cement floor. It's drama.
Perfect.
But it's not the most annoying thing about the holidays.
Okay.
Still up for grabs. No one's gotten it. According to a recent survey, this is the most annoying thing about the holidays. What is it? That answer's coming away in two songs.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's give you the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. According to a recent survey, this is the most annoying thing about the holidays. I know a lot of people feeling that holiday stress right now.
Damn, you guys are crazy. Me up on the text line. The musician fam said dealing with other people's kids. Fact. Kristen said people just seem to lose common sense. Teacher Jen texted in and said traffic is really annoying. Mm. Christmas music was texted in. Neil says putting up the Christmas tree. We got a text saying receiving a gift and not liking it. Thinking of gifts to buy, which is what Alex said. Jeremy texted in and said all the different conversations going on at once. Teacher Suzanne says cooking the holiday dinner.
No one got it.
Cheryl says the weight gain from the holiday food.
I mean, it is delicious, though.
Aunt Kathy and Uncle Pete say waiting in lines.
They're the closest. It's when that because it what slows up the lines, I think it becomes annoying when you go Christmas shopping and they make you put your email in and all your information in at the holidays.
So, they always do that. That's just not holiday specific.
I feel like nobody goes to the mall except for the holidays.
That, you're
like,
unless you're Hannah.
Yeah. That is not true.
Hannah's the only person who's always mall shopping. All of us go to the mall like one time in the year and they're like, oh man, they're going to make us do this email stuff. Hannah's like, guys, they always do this. It's because like, it's our only time of the year that we're there.
Mega Mall.
This has been fun. At the end of, because this is basically the end of the year, and we're getting ready for Christmas and New Year's, and we take a look back on 2024, and we just talk about all the crazy things we did on the show this year. And it's crazy to reflect, because I think most of us are looking back and going, that was this year? I can't believe this happened. Mm-hmm. And so each of us on the show has picked out a favorite moment that we had or listened to or something happened on the show. And then we're kind of just replaying it and listening to it again. And it does feel like very nostalgic, and it feels like it happened like a century ago.
For real.
Alex, you picked out your favorite moment for 2024.
I did. And selfishly, I had to go with this moment. But not just because of me, but because of how it was just an unscripted moment and a surprise to all of you in the room as well. And it was just genuine reaction and obviously a big moment, a big life moment for a person on this show, and that person being me. And it was when I surprised you guys. It wasn't the actual engagement, but it was the actual moment that I brought the ring in here and I said, hey, get your videos out and start recording this. Kevin, hit record, and we did it.
So, yeah, this is the moment Alex told us he's going to propose to Annie.
A couple of weeks ago, someone had walked into the studio and then goes, record, record, record with your phones. Start recording video. We're all like, what? What do you want us to record? And then this happened. What?
Oh, my gosh.
It comes with a light.
So I guess we do air this on the show. There's because we have all the videos. Alex just showed everyone what.
This is the ring. This is the engagement ring from the Diamond family that I guess when this airs, I would have already given it to you.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, I have goosebumps.
Oh, that's awesome, man. Congratulations.
Do you know when you're going to do it? So this is,
It happened Friday, March 15th. Yeah, I was trying to debate if I should wait till the Thursday before to tell you guys.
Yeah.
But I feel like everybody here knows how to keep a big secret like this. It's part of the on-air family, so I'd show you guys what I have planned.
That's amazing. And I love how the Diamond family has that little spotlight on the ring.
Light.
It's like a...
That really makes it. Makes it go.
Yeah.
Dang! Well, congratulations!
Yeah.
March 15th, Alex became an engagement!
Yeah.
Congratulations!
Thank you all. Thank you all.
Kevin could get over the light.
Yeah. Oh my God, it was amazing!
That ring is gorgeous,
yes.
Alex.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes, it shows it off. It says, hey, we're getting engaged.
The ring was absolutely gorgeous.
Thank you. I appreciate it. It was fun showing you guys. Seriously, I had the box in my pocket, and like Kevin said, the Diamond family, they got the light on the box, so it really makes it shine. But I was debating, like, should I break the news to them? Like, how should I do this? And then it seemed right to just, like, get everybody's reaction, and it was, like, so genuine. All you guys were, I knew you'd be excited, but, like.
We were super excited. I was excited for you because I thought it was, like, a cool next step as a guy who's married and has kids. I was excited for you to take that next step with you and Annie. But Hannah and AB, as the ladies, were you guys just excited to see the ring first?
Oh, like, my gosh. I'm like, can I see it? Can I hold it? Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. And it is gorgeous. Annie is a very, very lucky girl. That thing is a rock.
Yeah, the ring is beautiful. And I feel like the day that we knew it was happening, like, we were so nervous.
People,
yeah. Like, I was thinking of you the entire day. I was like, oh, my gosh.
And I didn't know when to text, because then I texted later in the afternoon. I finally just led the group text. I'm like, congrats. Let's just say no. I can't believe you got engaged this year.
Great. Yeah, that was a fun moment on the show.
It was so, because we had Alex left and then came back in and told us all to record.
He walked in and was just like, hey, can we record something real quick? We're like, yeah, what is it? He's like, it's a surprise. Maybe pull out your phones too.
We were
like,
all
film
so
your
nervous.
Reactions. We were like,
and I never say start record.
We
should record this.
Yeah, no, nobody's ever done that.
Yeah.
So
I thought there was like major juicy tea that happened in the office that we were going to
tell us
about.
On camera.
Right.
Yes.
Too funny.
Yeah. So
congrats. Congrats.
That's crazy. It was a great moment this year. So
Kevin celebrated 25 years on Y98. Alex got engaged. What's your moment going to be tomorrow, AB?
I don't know how I can top this one.
But that's how it's been. Like, when you go back at the end of the year, I almost forgot all of that happened this year. I forgot that, you know, Hannah had met Riley Green.
Yeah, right. Hell yeah, that's so important. I'll never forget.
And she gave him a hug. But I forgot that Kevin had celebrated 25 years on Y98. I forgot that this is the year that you got engaged.
Yeah.
So many big moments happened that are awesome. And then we shared really life hard moments too. Hannah talked about her breakup. We've experienced grief on the show. And so we've talked about all of those moments. And looking back on 2024, it's just been crazy. So what we've done, because we all picked out songs to describe our 2024, and we're going to play those songs for you that kind of encompass everything we've been through personally right after whatever the hell they say in this song. You know what's been fun is we've been kind of like looking back, because I think that's what everyone kind of does. Like, oh my God, as like Christmas approaches and New Year's approaches, the end of the year, you start just like reflecting on 2024, the past year, and going, man, it's been a hell of a year. Sometimes there's highs, sometimes there's lows. And we're going to, and I want you to kind of do the same challenge if you can. What song would you use to describe your 2024? If you want to text in, we'd love to hear them. 314-531-9898. It's interesting to think about a song that you would use to describe your 2024. For me, I feel like it has been a crazy year. During this year, I've experienced extreme highs. Like, we have had huge rating success on the Brett Mega Show, being one of the biggest morning shows in St. Louis. We got the show syndicated in Kansas City and Wichita. We've had extreme highs. I've watched my kids grow and do some amazing, amazing things, and watch my family's love just kind of grow and things like that. So from a professional and personal, I've had these extreme highs, but I've also been through some ish too. My wife went through a pretty scary medical scare where we had to go to a million different doctor's appointments, and they didn't know what was wrong with her. They thought it could have been breast cancer, and I was dealing with that for months. My basement is absolutely destroyed these last 3 months, and I've been living in a small space and just trying to get by. My car got broken into. It felt like at times it rained, it poured. And so the song that I chose was I Get Knocked Down, Then I Get Up Again. I get knocked down.
Yeah, you're still getting up.
Still getting up. Right. But I felt like I weathered some of those storms, and I'm still getting up. I've been knocked down again, and I'm just like on my knees and trying to, you know, crawl back up.
Year's almost over.
Yes, that's how I feel like I would describe my 2024. I got knocked down, then I'd get up, and then I get knocked down again, and I get back up. Hannah, what song would you pick for 2024?
I also had a really crazy year with highs and lows, but just being fully transparent, probably more lows than anything. Yeah. The hardest thing I went through this year, without a doubt, was my breakup. My boyfriend and I were really serious. We lived together. We got a dog. I thought the future would be for sure with him, but it ended up not being. And I just went through so much change. So I was trying to find a song about change, and I landed on this one, and I like it because it's not all negative about change. It's just that, you know, life
changes.
And
that's
you
the
get,
only thing that's yeah. consistent
and
in life is change.
Older, and you know, it can drive you crazy, but there's really nothing you can do about it because time keeps moving forward, and your life as you get older just changes. Only getting older, baby. Because Liam Payne died.
Yeah, I feel like the only consistent in life is change. And sometimes change can be really hard, but that's what you need for personal growth. And I feel like this year you've probably dealt with the most, but also grown the most.
Thank you.
Yeah. AB,
Alex and Kevin, do you guys have any positive songs? No. 24 has been an interesting year as we kind of take a look back on the Brett Maga Show. And by the way, we're going to end the year with something pretty awesome. We're going to grant someone's Christmas wish here. In about 10 minutes from now, we're going to bring in a family. And you're going to listen to some Christmas magic. Leah has stepped up as a foster mom and has her own, you know, child herself, 17-year-old and a 18-month-old, and has been stealing a lot this holiday season, and we're going to bring her into the studio. She has no idea. They're about to open up some Christmas presents live on the air, and that's going to go down in just a little bit. But first, we're actually reflecting back on 2024, and it's an interesting challenge to do for yourself, is what song would you choose to describe your 2024? The ups and downs, the highs and lows. If you had to pick a song out, what song would you choose to describe your 2024? If you want to text in at 314-531-9890, because it's an interesting challenge. Myself and Hannah just did it. And Kevin, what song would you choose to describe your 2024?
Well, I so wanted to use They Not Like Us, but...
Oh my God.
I didn't really feel that that really summed up my entire year.
Kevin's been the biggest Kendrick Lamar Not Like Us fan, right, and he just has been.
I didn't want to end the year dissing Drake. This is not my thing.
Kevin sums up his 2024 with a rivalry with Drake.
Exactly. But, you know, I guess for me, because of the longevity and getting a chance to celebrate 25 years on the air, and then looking back at this year, not only was it the 10th anniversary of me throwing out my back and not being able to walk for quite some time, but, you know, just a couple of weeks ago, I almost got killed in a U-Haul.
So,
and to not hurt myself again, all I could think of was, you know what? I'm still standing.
Don't you know I'm still standing? Hey. Better than I
That's
ever
a good
did.
One.
Look at this guy.
Like a true survivor, feeling like a little kid.
Are very similar.
Yeah.
Which is funny.
And I feel like a lot of people have been through that, though. They're like, hey, you can take your best shot 2024, but we're still here.
Yeah. Damn. 2025, please.
That's funny. AB, what song did you choose?
Okay. So even though I've only been in my apartment for like a month, month and a half, I don't even know, which the video I posted of me telling my best friend I got an apartment down the hall from her did just hit 10 million views.
Hell yeah.
So wow. Go check that out on our Instagram. But moving has been top of mind for me all year in a
That's
lot
true.
Of ways. And like I was house hunting all summer. I didn't know what the heck even a house costs or anything. So it's just been like a big learning year for me with that. So I chose this song, and I did choose the Glee version.
If that's what it's all about, mama, if that's moving up, then I'm moving out.
This is the better version.
So funny. I thought you were going to choose Move B from Ludacris. All right. You would choose the Glee version.
I mean, this was...
I emailed it to Kev. I said, make sure it's the Glee version.
Alex, what song would you describe your 2024 with?
Yeah, we just talked a little bit about it, and I think the one that just sticks out to me, it was a fun year, but there was obviously the milestone moment that happened, and for me, I went with Bruno Mars, Marry You.
I had a feeling. Legitimately said that. I think I want to marry you this year.
This is a great song.
Or is it this dancing juice? Who cares, baby? I think I want to marry you.
And you feel like the wedding's like pretty much planned. So you feel good about it? So you went through the engagement?
Still got some stuff going, but yeah.
still got some stuff
going. He's like, I don't want to talk about it.
But yeah, getting engaged and planning a wedding. What a crazy, I feel like that's a happy year. It could come with a lot of stress.
And in that song, he says the dancing juice.
Oh, you think
is what he says, but I always say that I am the dancing Jew. So it's fitting there as well.
It's an interesting challenge for yourself to think back and go, what song would I use to describe 2024? Some highs, some lows, but it's fun to do as you look back at your own year personally. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Various celebrities are under investigation after scamming during COVID. I'll share all the details in just 3 minutes.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories.
major artists, including Lil Wayne, Chris Brown, Alice in Chains, Steve Aoki, and many, many others, have some explaining to do because after investigation, they all are a part of this big scheme that happened during COVID with scamming. So all those artists received a grant called the Shuttered Venue Operations Grant. And what that was, it was during COVID. It was a grant that you had to apply for and get approved. And it was meant to aid independent venues and art groups who were struggling during the pandemic. So if you were a musician and you had to pay back, stuff that was overdue, you couldn't pay your bills, you could apply for this grant and get it. The problem here is that those artists allegedly use the money to pay themselves or throw lavish parties,
yeah,
just like
crazy.
At the cost of like the taxpayer. It was not used how it was supposed to, which I believe was a really common theme for COVID and COVID funds. Yeah. So, for example, Chris Brown received $10 million for his company CBE Torn. So he was supposed to pay back those people, pay off all of his debt. But instead, he paid himself $5.1 million and then spent nearly $80,000 on his lavish 33rd birthday party.
Isn't that crazy?
So just, I mean, these are really, really big names. So many people. Another person, DJ Marshmello, was given a $9.9 million grant, all of which went into his pocket, and he made $9.9 million that year.
Yeah, it was supposed to be for small businesses. And you know what's crazy about it is I saw firsthand how celebrity pull helped with these small business loans during COVID. My wife is a mental health therapist, has her own private practice, has a small business, very small. She's the only person. And she had submitted for it and was getting nowhere. The banks weren't responding to her. She wasn't getting any help or any like COVID relief money or anything like that. And so I have a relationship with Mark Cuban, name drop. So I reached out to Mark Cuban. I was like, hey, man, I'm not getting anywhere with this. Just out of curiosity, because we're kind of friends. Can you help me with this? And he's like, oh, yeah. The day I reached out to him, the same day a bank reached back out to me, the next day we got approved for our
wow.
personal loan.
That's crazy.
Celebrity pull was 100% happening during that time. I experienced it firsthand. That's how the bank finally responded to me. I had to reach out to a celebrity I knew, and I finally got our loan for our COVID relief.
And that celebrity helped you, unlike these celebrities,
help you themselves. Yeah.
Yeah.
Isn't that
like
crazy?
A birthday
yeah.
party, especially during COVID, like all around.
So many of the celebrities were able to get things that other people weren't, and they were just taking all the money and then wasting it too. It's yeah. just disgusting.
This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
We're about to do something really special here on the Brett Mega Show. We're about to grant a family's Christmas wish. All thanks to Vantage Credit Union, we have loaded up our studio with a bunch of presents for a family that is waiting outside. And now we're about to bring them in and give them those presents and let them open them on the air. All right, everyone has walked into the Y98 studio and is feeling the Christmas magic. Leah, Cameron, and Isla are here for our Christmas wish here on the Brett Mega Show. Cameron, you thought you were up here for what?
I was told that I was here for Christmas pictures.
It's not Christmas pictures, my friend. It is definitely here for Christmas presents and to make your Christmas dreams come true. You look shocked. Look at that. All right, so Leah, you had called into the show and we talked about anyone can call in and just tell us what's going on with your story in your life that you can use a little bit of Christmas magic. During this time of the year, I feel like a lot of people are feeling the Christmas stress or feeling like they're overwhelmed. So why did you call into the show and what's going on with your life?
So we just have a lot going on. I'm a foster mama and just a regular mom, but we're going through a lot of court things because I was assaulted and just try to keep up with Christmas and make sure my kids are happy in the process.
All right, so Cameron's yours.
Yes.
Your biological mother, and then you're a foster mom for Isla. How old is Isla?
She's 18 months.
18 months and has the cutest dress on ever.
Yes.
How did you become Isla's foster mom?
I just always wanted more kids, and it just didn't happen. I had him in high school and just didn't want to be a statistic. And then she kind of just fell into my lap, and now she's stuck with us.
What is it like to be her foster mom?
It's exciting. It's definitely brand new, considering she's the sassy boss in our family.
Is it? You yes. have a big personality, Isla.
But it's also kind of tough just having people in and out of your house constantly, just making sure everything's okay, and just going through the whole legal process, possibly to keep her forever.
Really? Oh, so wow. That's what they considered from fostering to adopting?
Yes. Parents aren't involved, so that's where we're heading.
So parents weren't involved. They call you to be the foster mom, mm-hmm. and you guys are just like this amazing little family now, and now you're thinking about adoption?
Yes. We can go to adoption court in April.
Wow. Yes. Congratulations. Yes, what a journey. You. I know that's something that's important in AB's life is she wants to be a foster mom.
Yeah, that's kind of something I've been like, that is absolutely something I want to do. So I find it so inspiring, and she's the cutest thing I've ever seen. I know.
My wife and I have talked about it too. Like, what would it be like to be foster parents and things like that? And it really does take someone who is an angel. Because one of the things I do feel like is what we talked about is like, are we really ready? And you probably never feel ready to become a foster mom. And then it happens, and it's the greatest gift ever.
Right. And you never know, like, what kind of personality you're going to get. And we didn't, like, specifically sign up for, like, a boy or a girl or a certain age group. It just kind of happened. And
say hi, Isla.
Can you say hi?
I like the lady.
Right. But obviously she was meant to be with us. She's definitely a clown like somebody else in this room.
Cameron, how is it to be Isla's big brother?
Crazy.
Yeah. What kind of personality does she have, Cameron?
She's super sassy. Yeah, she's wild.
She's wild?
She's got you wrapped around her finger.
Oh, you love her?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Was it hard for you to have Isla come into the house, though? Because how old are you?
17.
Got a lot of the high school dealing with life, kind of going through stuff. And now all of a sudden you have an 18-month-old in your house. How has it been?
It was definitely a change at first, but I always wanted to have a sibling of sort. I wanted to have a brother since I don't really care. But it was definitely a change.
I can just tell the way you look at her. You're just like, I love her. And I love that because, you know, this was mom's goal. Mom wanted to step up and help people in time of need, but it wasn't necessarily something you chose to do. But man, you made that choice yourself too. And to love her, embrace her. And that's really cool. That you should be proud of yourself. That's really mature for you at 17, man. Angie's waving. She loves you. Oh, look at the way she looks. Look at the way she looks at Cameron.
That's her favorite person.
You love him?
Yeah.
Aww. Let's get rid of some of that stress, and let's open up some presents. That cooled you, Cameron?
Yeah.
That cooled you, Isla? Let's open up some Christmas presents. Hang on, in one song, you're going to hear Isla and Cam open up their presents live on the air as we grant their Christmas wish, thanks to Vantage Credit Union on Y98 St. Louis. Moments ago, while we are commercial-free on the Brett Mega Show, we just told Leah and her family that their Christmas wish is being granted thanks to Vantage Credit Union. We have a studio with a little mini Christmas tree and tons of presents for them to open up. They have 18-month-old Isla, who is adorable, who Leah is the foster mom for, and Cam, who is 17 years old in high school. So, Cam, what do you want when you're 17-year-old in high school? What was on your Christmas list this year, Cam?
I'm wearing a little bit of, like, clothes, like sweatpants or hoodies. I want to get some AirPod Maxes, like the headphones.
Okay. Well, we didn't get you any of that, so okay.
Sorry, no, it's okay.
Actually, the sweatpants are what's on the way. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, we did get you some cool sweatpants that are on the way. Go ahead and open it up. Show it off. What's inside?
Some pants.
Some nice pants, all right? Some new clothes, which is what you asked for. Take your time, no worries. Open up it. I know it's a little bit awkward, but here's right here. Cameron, no. We just wanted to show you guys some love on Christmas, man. It's been a year. When it does, rains and pours.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh, basketball? Yeah.
Thank you.
Can you spin it? Can you dribble it?
Yeah.
Let's see what you got. My man's got skills. All right, let's see it. Whoa. All right, and then open up one more. There we go.
Oh. Thank you.
What is it?
Cologne, the Aeros Flame.
We want you to be smelling good, man. We know you're in high school. We know. Congratulations, Cameron.
Thank you.
Yeah. Is that awesome or what, man? All right, does Isla want to step up, Mom? Isla, you want to open up some Christmas presents?
Can I sit here?
Yeah. Oh, you want to take them all?
Yeah, right.
Here. Open up. Uh-oh, what is that?
She just went right in for it. I love it.
What? Who is that? Who is it?
Me.
It's Bluey.
It's Bluey.
Yay, Isla.
It's a Bluey blanket, so we just opened up a Bluey blanket. Do you love Bluey, Isla?
You like Bluey?
Yeah.
Yes. Open up. Oh, you want me? Here, look, open this, and I'll open this. Look.
I love Isla's just tearing right into these presents right now.
Ooh.
Good for her. Whoa, big tear. Oh,
yeah.
Who's that? Is that Bluey again, Isla?
What is that?
Whoa. Is it a Bluey backpack, Isla?
Wow.
And it's got crayons and markers.
Stamps.
And like a bar, big Whoa. Art kit for Bluey.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to have
it. Here you go.
Over this? Hold on,
Mom.
Over here?
Love it.
Go here. Here you go. Open.
Just tear into it, Isla.
Oh, it's a, look at, you got jammas.
Aww.
Is that a jacket? What do you have? Some clothes? So pretty.
And Isla, there's still one more for you. Another
one
big
more.
One.
Whoa.
She's
one.
Like, whoa, where is it? It's a big here. Green one yeah. to open up.
Oh, a big Bluey pillow. Wow.
Do you love Bluey, Isla?
You give a hug.
Gave it a big hug.
You give a hug.
Aww.
You got your Bluey.
All right, there's still one more big present in the room. Hold on one second. We'll come back. We're going to open that present up here next, okay? All the feels right now in the studio here on the Brett Maga Show. We just got done telling Leah, Isla, and Cam that their Christmas wish is being granted thanks to Vantage Credit Union. We have tons of Christmas presents for them. We're taking care of their Christmas. They have had a terrible 2024, and Leah's just an angel herself. Leah has Cam, who is 17 years old and is in high school, and Isla, who's 18 months old, and Leah is the foster mom for Isla, who is adorable, by the way. You have to see the video of Isla. It's going to get posted on our Instagram, The Brett Maga Show, because they have the cutest outfits, the cutest dress, and we just got done opening up some Christmas presents, but we have one more big one to open up. Cam, maybe you start tearing away and do the honors whenever you're ready, Cam.
A basketball hoop.
It's a basketball hoop for that basketball. Man.
Thank you.
Thank you. You look so happy. Huge basketball hoop, brother.
Oh my goodness.
We know you really wanted a basketball hoop. We heard it got destroyed. We wanted to make sure you got it.
Thank you so much.
You look so happy. All right, you gonna go play basketball with Cameron?
Yeah.
Now that you guys got done opening up all your Christmas presents, what does it feel like? How excited are you? Cameron, did you really think you were going to walk away with a basketball hoop today? You're coming for Christmas pictures, you thought.
Absolutely not. I thought I was going to take pictures and then we were about to go back to the house.
Your family is so loved and so blessed. I know that sometimes it can feel overwhelming, like the rain just won't stop coming in and it feels like all the stress is there, but you've stepped up for people in need, and we wanted to step up in just a little way and make that Christmas really special this year because you've made so many people special. Look at Isla's sticking her tongue out of Mom and having so much fun.
And Jake back there.
Hey, yeah. Mom, how you feeling right now?
Overwhelmed and excited. I really appreciate you guys so much.
We wanted to say Merry Christmas and lots of love for you guys this year, okay?
Thank you so much.
Think about us on Christmas, okay? And stay close to us, all right?
Absolutely.
You guys are amazing family. God bless you and Merry Christmas.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
And thank you, Vantage Credit Union, for helping us make that happen. If you want to see that Christmas wish come true, I feel like during this time of the year, we could all use something that just puts a smile on our faces and see some Christmas miracles. You can go to our Instagram, The Brett Maga Show on Instagram, to see Isla and Leah and Cam's faces as they open up their Christmas gifts on Y98 St. Louis.
Brett better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
All right, keep it moving is where we cover all the trending stories on the Brett Maga Show. So we'll put 2 minutes on the clock. I'll read a headline and Hannah will either tell me keep it moving or tell me more. Just based off the headline alone, we'll scroll through as many stories as Hannah says yes to. There's like a new trend called Live Your Life by the Airport Rules every day.
What are the airport rules?
The airport rules.
Get there 2 hours early?
No, that's funny though. But usually when you're at the airport, it's like no holds bar on your life. You could have a beer for breakfast. You could eat pizza for breakfast. But in the airport, you just feel like I'm on vacation mode. And that's what they're saying. That you should just live your life, especially the last couple of years. You could wear PJs, pizza for breakfast, drink at any hour. Start living your life with airport rules.
Now, when I go to the airport, I feel stressed. So I don't want to live my life that way.
I'm like that at the airport. I'm like, oh, I'm on vacation mode. Like, it's like 9 o'clock in the morning trying to catch a flight. Like, I'll have a beer with my eggs. Like, what the hell is wrong with me? How much is Kevin's Home Alone grocery haul cost in 2024?
Ooh, let's compare the receipts.
So in Home Alone in 1990, he buys all this food. It's like 10 items of things. It's like a gallon of milk, some orange juice, saran wrap, toilet paper, toy soldiers.
It cost him just under $20, $19.83 to be exact. If he were to buy all same 10 items, according to Schnook's website, $57.
Whoa!
And 54 cents. Ouch.
That should be a crime.
Kevin couldn't be left at home alone. He'd be like, I don't have enough money. I don't know where I got this 20. It's going to give me nothing. The cost of the house and family trip at home alone, if they were to go to Paris. You know how the dad pays for everyone to go to Paris? Yeah. How much do you think that would cost?
All right, we might as well compare.
The house is worth $5.25 million. Literally, whoa! Real life in like Illinois. It's a real house. They just put it on Zillow. They remodeled it.
It's in Illinois?
Yeah.
Random.
And it's like got like a basketball hoop in it now. They've redone it, but it's a $5 million house. Just got sold last year. The tickets to Paris for the McAllister family that the dad paid for is a $55,000 trip that he paid for the entire family.
Damn.
And if you're wondering,
what does he do for a job?
Yeah. I thought you might ask that. I know what he does for a living. His dad is a successful businessman, possibly a day trader. He makes $234,000 a year in the 90s. So if you were to do that calculation today, it's significantly more money that his dad makes now. But back in the 90s, that's what his dad was making. Mm-hmm. And his mom is a fashion designer or whatever, and she does $77,000. So together combined, in the 90s, they had over 300 grand.
Well, if only they knew how to keep track of all their children.
Yeah, they had the money, though.
Better keep it. Brett better keep it moving.
A monster is how people are describing the Mega Melt at High Point. Because this thing is huge. So we got this cool honor. And we have no business actually competing with some of the best chefs in St. Louis at High Point. So what High Point does around this time of the year, they do like the 12 days of litmus. And some of the best restaurants and best chefs create a specialty burger or specialty sandwich with High Point. You go there for one day only and you can order that sandwich. They asked us to do it this year. Alex competed last year and did it. They asked us to do it on the Brett Mega Show. And we've created the Mega Melt, and this thing is badass.
Yeah, we posted a video of it this morning of us doing like a little mini mukbang trying to do a taste test. It was so good. We had it at like what time? 7 in the morning?
Yeah.
7 a.m. We had it at we've tasted this thing multiple times to make sure
we had to get it right.
Amazing.
Yes. I'm genuinely going to be sad when it's gone.
Yeah. It's Saturday only you can get the Mega Melt. What it is, it's turkey piled extremely high, which is what AB demanded. We're like, we got to get turkey. Mm-hmm. And then we slit some bacon on there because you need bacon on there at all times. Hannah loves Thousand Island dressing, so we got some Thousand Island special sauce from High Point. Then it's like a kind of like a turkey Reuben, so it's got some sauerkraut on there. And then the bread is a grilled cheese sandwich. Mm. And then another grilled cheese sandwich.
Yeah,
it comes in between two grilled cheeses. Mm-hmm. This thing is huge. It's absolutely delicious. And the only time you can get it is Saturday. This coming Saturday, December 21st, go there at any of the 8 High Point locations and get the Mega Melt. If we outsell all these ridiculously awesome chefs, which is a long shot, we're probably not going to be able to do it. But if you support us and do it, a donation will be made to Make-A-Wish. And that is such an amazing cause that we all feel so strongly about. Mm-hmm. So you can spread hope throughout St. Louis.
Yeah, we should note that this sandwich is enough for several meals.
Yes.
But order like 6 of them.
Right. Yes.
It's going to be Saturday, December 21st. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Kelly Clarkson shared a story about when she knew her marriage was over. I'll share it with you at 8:35.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby. It's ready, so here we go.
In a recent interview, Kelly Clarkson opened up about her past marriage with Brandon Blackstock, sharing that she felt single when she was married. Now, she didn't mean this in a way of like, oh, like freedom, I'm going to date other people way. It's actually in a I feel neglected way. The report reads, as time went on in their marriage, Kelly didn't feel like she had a partner. She would attend school events for her kids by herself when other parents would attend with both the mom and the dad. And I feel like this story really resonates with a lot of people. And this was a really big sign for Kelly to kind of know that her marriage was coming to an end.
You hear that so many times, like, I'm in a marriage with no one. And you're like, what? What does that even mean? And then that's what exactly they're describing. They just felt single. They felt alone.
Yeah,
felt
isolated. Have a partner.
Yeah.
And fast forward to now, Kelly has primary custody of her children, and they all moved out to New York ahead of the 5th season of her Kelly Clarkson show, and it seems like she's doing much better. This divorce, I really feel, and like Kelly's transparency throughout her divorce and her, you know, overcoming the breakup and everything, I really feel like has helped kind of shine a different light on like Hollywood relationships and stuff, because she's actually being so transparent about these feelings and what went on.
And more came out that he was just a scumbag stealing money from her, yeah, like just not being there. And then I think even though that he was a scumbag, she felt a lot of guilt fighting for custody. Mm-hmm. And because I think he lives in California still and she moved to New York, and that's where the show used to be. And the reason she moved the show, because she does the Kelly Clarkson show from LA to New York, as her family lives like in the Carolinas and lives down south. And so she didn't have to fly across the country anymore to see closer, to be closer to family. They told her, hey, you could either do the show from LA or New York. She said, well, I'm going to move the show to New York. And she said, I felt so much guilt doing that, to be closer to my family, but knowing that my kids were going to get removed from their dad. Mm. And I think it just shows you that he removed himself from those kids.
Right.
And he wasn't there. He wasn't showing up to school functions and things like that. And she needed a support system, and she needed to be closer to family. And so it also shows you that she made the right decision, right, to move the show from LA to New York.
Mm. This has been Hannah's Hollywood Hashtag.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. The hashtag, baby, is done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
Let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct on the Brett Manga Show. In 2014, we had 6 of these. Now we have 20.
I think that we now have 20 streaming services, like ways to watch movies and TV shows.
Back in the day, it was only 6 streaming choices. Now we're loaded up. Kevin?
I'm going to say iPhone manufacturers.
Oh, okay.
What does that mean?
Those are the people who make iPhones.
Who make them? You distribute them out? Kevin's still on like the iPhone 5.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Alex?
I mean, I got to say, Hannah's guess was definitely a really good one. Mm-hmm. I think that's it. If it's not, it could be electric or hybrid type cars.
Back in the day, okay, there's only a couple of them, and now everyone's got a version of it.
I, surprise, surprise, couldn't come up with an answer, so I texted my family.
Why do you always do that? What do they got?
My sister said blimps.
Blimps? What do you mean blimps?
Blimp? Like in the air.
Like Goodyear.
No,
like
there's like
MetLife.
A lot of blimps. No, that's I think that's a terrible
thing. That was the worst guess of the whole year on the Brett Manga Show.
Yeah. I actually think we just handed out the award for the worst guess to your sister.
Lauren.
Yeah, Lauren. That's
I thought
what
it
you
was
get.
Gonna be Kate.
Yeah. And then you submitted it. So you didn't have an answer and then submitted the worst guess. Like, right, oh, this might be a good
it's
good
better
guess.
Better than nothing, guys. Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
Somebody Google how many blimps are out there that actually exist. No. 314-531-9898. We have 2 questions going on right now. But what did we used to have 6 of in 2014 that now we have 20 of? And how many blimps are out there in the world?
Mega Minds.
All right. We have the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. And we actually had 2 questions we were looking for. Because
you're welcome.
First off, the Mega Mind question of the day is, in 2014, we had 6 of these and now we have 20. What were people saying on the text? You said you had a good text. You
well, I didn't know. I didn't know what we were doing. Dave texted in and said billionaires.
Billionaires? No, there's like a lot more than 20 billionaires. We all laughed at the blimp answer too as well. First off, the answer is passwords.
Oh, yes.
Back in 2014, we only had 6 passwords. Yeah, probably only to log into like 6 things. Yep. Now we have 20 different passwords. Yep.
I thought it meant like in the world.
No, we.
We.
We. Now we have, what's up?
Should we change the I?
I can't ask you that way. Now I have 20 of them. Hannah's going to answer for me. What are you doing?
Right. So, 20 of them.
I would like to point out that Hannah also made fun of AB and blimps. Her sister Lauren, who said, how many blimps? She said that she thinks there's 20 of them.
Uh-huh.
We said that could be the worst guess ever.
Yeah.
I would like to point out.
You called it the worst guess of 2024.
Yeah, no, ever. Hannah did, and then I agreed. I want to, because I don't want to go down.
Okay, same
alone.
Thing.
All of us are going down with this because we all agreed and we all laughed. There are 20 blimps in the world.
No way.
That's why I didn't want to go down
That's
alone.
It.
Yeah, there are generally around 20 to 25 blimps in the world, and most are not in use. They're usually used for advertising. It's because they're so expensive.
Wow.
I told you guys I'm not seeing blimps out there.
That's the answer.
Yeah. It's not the correct answer to the Mega Mind because in 2014, there wasn't 6 of them.
There was probably 6 of them.
But, but we all laughed and said, that's the worst guess I've ever heard. there's only 20 blips. They're really
wow. Yeah. I have
suck
personally
on that,
apologized
guys.
To
I
Lauren
think we need to send AB's sister Lauren a video and apologize because yep. we just flamed her on the air and it's just not really true. There's only 20 blips in the world. That just blew your mind.
Mega Minds.
Listen to the Brett Mega Show on your schedule with the Odyssey app. Search Y98.